Blog Talk Radio.
Swiss Gambit, one deep to right center. That ball is out of here. Holy cow.
Down goes Frazier. Down goes Frazier.
It's over the wall. It's a home run for Bucky Ben.
Fumble. Giants have it. Lawrence Taylor strips the ball.
Today, I consider myself the luckiest man on the face of the earth.
5 seconds left in the game. Do you believe in miracles? Yes!
Thank you and welcome to the show. It's live from New Jersey. So it's good to be back on the air with all of you, and hopefully there's all of you out there. Lots to talk about tonight in the world of sports and music, for that matter. Have a couple of announcements. At some point I'll get to a couple of big announcements in my music field. And I have a lot of stuff going on in the world of sports. NFL, baseball, and I think we'll get to all of them tonight. I have a new segment to announce for the show. Yeah, I touched on a little bit last week, but I want to announce that starting this week and hopefully every week that he's available. You know, let me backtrack a minute. Everybody knows, well, everybody should know that I have a wonderful family. I have a great wife and children and parents who are phenomenal. And aunts, uncles, and cousins. We're all great people. And I say this because I'm a very lucky man to have all those people in my life. They all support me. They all have my back whenever needed. And I really do appreciate all of them for, you know, helping me out with this endeavor that I have. And I, in that support group, I have cousins who I think of as little sisters, who I'm very close to. And they each have wonderful men in their life. I couldn't ask for better cousins, I call them. All three of them are good guys, and I'm close. I hope I'm close to all of them. I know. I feel close to them. And I only digress to tell you all this, guys, because one of those cousins has actually agreed to be a permanent fixture on the Hard Rock and Sports Show. And it's good. It feels good to know that. You know, I've asked for some help from a lot of people, you know, to help get involved and be a part of the show. So I wanted to go out there tonight and announce that my cousin Todd Ricker has agreed to do a 10-minute weekly segment. Okay, folks, I'm sorry, a little technical difficulty, and hopefully I'm back on the air and everybody's hearing me, and we have no issues at this time. Again, so Todd's going to come on every week and do 10 minutes with me, kind of give me a breakdown of something that's on his mind, and we'll riff back and forth like we do at a family function. You know, kind of that's what the family's all about. We do this every holiday, every get-together. So I want to thank Todd for coming on. I'll thank him when he's on the air with me. But it'll be a weekly segment. He's also agreed to do a NFL and especially NFC East breakdown with me probably a week before the season. First week of September. I think that'll be the September the 5th, I believe. We'll do an NFL preview and as well as a NFC East breakdown. Todd happens to be a big NFC East fan. He's an Eagle fan. So anyway, that'll be some new stuff coming on. I got a couple other people I'm in negotiations with to come on the air with me and do segments. And in fact, if you're a football fan, you have a specific team you like, and you want to be a correspondent for the Hard Rock and Sports Show, I'd love to have you. Give me an email to teammaster218@AOL, and maybe we'll bring you on once a week. We'll talk about your team's games, the last week's games, the upcoming games. And, it'll be like having the NFL Network. We'll just have it with my friends and family telling you what you want to hear. All right, let's get into the show a little bit. That's my first announcement. I'm going to do a second announcement, even though it's more for the music portion. I'm going to announce this a few times during the show. my band, or the band I play in, Dante's Inferno, has went through an extensive negotiation. We were asked, we accepted, essentially, to play a benefit September the 20th at Bootleg Manning's in Staten Island off of Forest Avenue. If you check my website, you can get some more information on it. Anyway, sorry folks, a little bit of technical difficulties running around here in the studio today. Anyway, so Dante's Inferno will be playing September 20th at Bootleg Manning's in Staten Island, 9 p.m. It's for Rock and Relief benefit. Joe Ganzis is the head of that organization, and Joe does a tremendous job, I can tell you, from being involved. And I think all of Joe's previous benefit shows, that he does a wonderful job. He puts together a great lineup. There's a lot of great bands. Dimebag Darrell, led by bass player Jeff Kalwinski. Light Up the Sky. There's a whole bunch of other bands, and I'll get to it later in the gig. But my band featuring Giuseppe Dante on vocals, Jim Galicchio on guitar, Paulie Shank on drums, and Kevin Nolan on bass. And we'll be out there playing September the 20th for you in Staten Island. Okay, and I'm going to jump on the phone right now and just check the see how I'm hearing, how, if everybody's hearing me out there in the land. Ladies and gentlemen, on the phone line now is the lead singer of Dante's Inferno, Giuseppe Dante. Giuseppe, are you out there? Giuseppe, you out there? Ladies and gentlemen, on the phone lines now, Giuseppe Dante of Dante's Inferno. Giuseppe, you out there? I guess not. Hello, is anybody out there?
Hello?
Cut him off. Oh, I'm going to continue on like I'm on the air. I hope I am. If anybody's out there listening, you can let me know if I'm on the air. Please do. It's part of the technical problems of the show. Okay, so we're going to continue on. We'll come back later on the band announcement, but that's just a quick announcement. We'll try to get a little more detail on that later on. All right, so some of the topics of the night I want to bring up is Rutgers this season starts its season as a Big Ten team. I'm looking forward to that. I believe that is great for this area, and it's great for me. I happen to be a big fan of the Big Ten. My three of my favorite college football teams, Nebraska, Penn State, and Michigan, are in that conference. And in fact, Penn State will be playing sometime in September at Rutgers. And I'm only hoping that for the day that Nebraska comes rolling into town, because, folks, I will be front and center. I went last year with my stepdaughter, Bianca. We went to a Rutgers game, and we had a great time. I believe they played Louisville. I believe they won at the last second. I could be off on the score of the game. But it was a fantastic place to see a football game. Couldn't have been a better day. We had a great time. I hope we'll do it again this year. And, even if it's just the two of us, we had a great time. And I really tell you to get out there and see a game at Rutgers. It's a beautiful, beautiful campus. They have it set up perfectly. I do question the fact how good the Rutgers team is going to be. I think they're going to struggle in that conference. I think down the road they may benefit from it. They may keep a couple players in state. Probably see more of them on TV. That'll keep a better class of players at that school that has a hard time keeping people from going to Syracuse or Penn State or Notre Dame. But having said that, I look forward to having all these big schools come in, Ohio State, Northwestern, Nebraska, and I think it's going to be great for the Jersey area, and I know it's great for me. I really think I'll get to two or three games a year just to see my favorite teams play. Okay, so that's these are all topics you guys can call in about. I'll probably take phone calls in the near future. I haven't figured that out yet. I just want to make sure I'm still on the air. Another thing I noticed in the paper was Roger Clemens being inducted to the Red Sox Hall of Fame. I don't really want to go too big into this tonight, guys, but I know that he basically stated that it doesn't matter to him about the Hall of Fame. Is he ever going to get in? You know, folks, I know people are going to go against me, and my dad, I know, is going to chop at the bit at this one because we all get this one all the time. But to me, Roger Clemens has to go in the Hall of Fame at some point. I know we all think he did steroids, but the guy had a tremendous career. Let's say first half of his career was great, second half of his career was even better. Maybe it was performance enhanced, but here's the problem, guys. Nobody's got a test. Nobody out there can tell me that Roger Clemens failed a drug test, and unless you failed a drug test for steroids, we're all guessing. And it's not fair that a guy is supposed to have done it, may have done it, probably did it, and you're going to keep him out of the Hall of Fame. So at the end of the day, I think Clemens has to be enshrined. He might not get it for a while. Maybe it'll take him 20 years. But at the end of the day, he has to go in at some point, along with Mike Piazza, along with a few other guys. Unless they fail drug tests, folks, you can't keep them out. That's the way I feel. So I just had to mention, I saw him get inducted to the Red Sox Hall of Fame along with Pedro Martinez and a couple other people. You know, Pedro, that's a guy in the bubble for me. I know Mike Klops is out there saying, Tom, you're out of your mind. But, again, I just wanted to mention that. Somewhere down the line, we'll do a steroids, non-steroids in the Hall of Fame. My next topic I want to just touch on briefly. Again, these are just brief topics for you folks, is this Redskins name controversy, and more people now seem to be chiming in on it. And you know what, folks, I got to tell you, politically correct is fine. I think at some point we've gone over the edge. You know, I don't know if this name is offensive to the Indian nation. I'm not Indian. But I've seen tons of polls. I've seen people interviewed. And it seems to be other people who are more offended than they are. You know, I've noticed. I noticed that some people have come on and said that they are offended by the Phil Simms, Mike Carey, the referee. There's been a whole bunch of people who won't use the name Washington Redskins, and I have to tell you, folks, I'm baffled by the whole thing. I don't get it. I think if the Indian Nation's not troubled by it, I don't know why everybody else is. But my biggest problem, and maybe it goes off this topic a little bit, is Tony Dungy all of a sudden is the moral compass for the nation. And every time there seems to be some sort of issue with race or something, Tony Dungy's name's brought up and he's brought in, and I don't get it. And, you know, Tony Dungy gets enshrined in the Hall of Fame, and I'm sure he will, even though he's not deserving of it. I just need somebody to tell me about why all of a sudden Tony Dungy is that guy. So, folks, for some reason, it's telling me my show's about to end. So I apologize. I'm going to try to figure out why we're having such problems tonight, and I will be back on ASAP. I don't know why this is happening. So please stand by if you can, and I'll get back on ASAP. I don't get it. I don't know. It's taking me off the air. It's telling me the show ended. I'm going to try to reboot it up. What's the matter? Oh, sorry. I was trying to get it out of my way.